All right, it's the rundown. It's October 15th.
Close enough.
What do we got?
It's a week of October
15th. 18. Oh, October 18th.
Yeah.
Well, I'm tired.
It's the week of October 15th.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It's tough when you're watching these games every night.
Up late. Every night it's a different team, a different game. It's crazy. Anyways, speaking about tonight, game five, we're going to be doing electric chair. FanDuel, and they've been in my asshole. Like, hey, let's come up with ideas to get people to sign up for these contests. I came up with this one. It's a good one. So it is tonight a one game only Major League Baseball contest. So for the Red Sox Astros tonight, a single game FanDuel contest. If you win it, you get two tickets to the next Red Sox home game. So that could be game five. Six could be game six if the Red Sox lose, or it could be game one of the World Series.
Wow.
So the next Red Sox home game, you win two tickets. You also get $250 of Barstool merch, and you'll get flights, accommodations paid for as well, if you need them. If you're in Boston, then you don't need them. But if you win the contest from out of state.
Big brain.
I feel like you'd rather game six than game one.
Watch him clinch.
A closing?
Clinch at home on a Saturday night.
I know you've done it, and this is going to sound.
That was like when the Cubs did it with the Dodgers, like the best night ever.
Yeah, it'll be a party. But there is also something magical, more than any other sport, I guess. The World Series ticket. There's just something about the World Series ticket, more even so than a Super Bowl.
And I almost feel like
the Mayweather-McGregor tickets. Remember those with holograms and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For like $100, just the actual cost of the ticket itself was like ridiculous. Right.
Bob probably has that like frame.
It was insane. It was insane.
I should mention how you do this. FanDuel.com/goldbottles. That's a tribute to, I guess, our guy Carabas and David Ortiz. FanDuel.com/goldbottles. This is a one night only for the Red Sox Astros tonight. You pick your team like any other. Does this cost money to enter?
No, free.
It says that?
Free to enter, and you like spots 2 through 10 get t-shirts, free t-shirts.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Matt Brown was working on this board for like an hour and a half, so.
Yeah, they're not great at like making it always make a total ton of sense.
You draft five, it's free. You draft five guys.
On paternity leave, so.
It's free.
I don't even see where it says it's free.
Matt Brown.
Entry is free.
Where is he?
Oh, sign up to win tickets for free. At FanDuel.com/goldbottle. So, again,
it says it twice.
Yep, first place, the tickets, two tickets, accommodations to the next, and then I guess, why can't I see anything?
What are you trying to, what part are you? We're good. You
single
did it all.
Game contest, you pick five players, entry is free. Winner gets two tickets.
Matt Brown, get Matt Brown up here.
No, where do you know the next people get merch?
I just did the ad read. You're right, that doesn't say there. The ad read that I did for KFC Radio. Spots 2 through 10 win like a free t-shirt.
Okay, got it. But first place gets the tickets and $250 of Red Sox merch and $100 cash.
Correct.
That's enough. I don't know why they felt the need to do that. That's like putting a cherry on a sundae. Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's go into.
FanDuel does.
Yeah, let's go into it.
What
Red
a game.
Sox Astros, Dan, you.
Fucking awesome.
I don't know how much of you saw because you had your very BVT, little. Which apparently went great.
It's great. Thank you to everyone who came.
Shout out to everybody who went for that, the 1 year anniversary. I still think that has the potential to be like a Rocky Horror type situation.
It was fun. We were watching some of like the deleted scenes that we had never seen before, and it was very funny. So it was fun.
So while you're doing that, we had one of the great baseball games, really, in
of all time.
Yeah, it was just awesome. An amazing game.
I saw like the fifth through about the seventh or eighth.
Well, I was going to say, you probably
like
could
have lead changes.
The first five was bang, 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 bang. Slowed a little bit and then picked up again.
I mean, it was a long fucking game.
A long game. Well,
but it was so good, it just kept going. It was like a heavyweight
vaguely
fight.
Like familiar to the Dodgers Astros in the World Series last year, where it's like nothing was safe. You never knew. Obviously, there's some huge moments. They're going to be talking about forever the Mookie Betts jump into the crowd, the interference call by Joe West. I think it's the proper call, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a Red Sox fan. He clearly would have caught the baseball. The fan was over.
I think it depends on, like, I think if you're just using your brain with that play, his glove was right there. He was going to catch it. They interfered. But I also can understand the other side of it where you're just talking about the way to enforce the rule, the way to do the review, The fact that Joe West called it interference with his naked eye first.
Is insane. Like,
you got to call that a home run and then do interference on the review. To have it be default to interference from 100 feet away when you're fat Joe West running down the line, I think is just was not the right way to do it. If I was an Astros fan, I would be arguing until I'm blue in the face, so, and I think you have a case.
It's not interference if the guy doesn't go over the wall,
correct.
Right?
Right. But even that, it's right there.
Yeah, it was such a, you know, it was right there.
If he truly reached in, I would understand the fans have a right to that ball, but it is like right on the line.
Right, I do think he would have caught it, but I don't know if the fan was over. It was
close. And the fact that
he 1,000% would have caught it.
I mean, yeah. His glove was the fact that he was moving, it was his glove.
Like Frankie, you know? We were watching today, was like trying to be like he wasn't going to catch it. He closed his glove without interference. That's insane.
But the only thing I'll say, like again, if you're using your brain and you know Mookie Betts, like yes, he's going to make that catch. But can you assume that yes, you automatically make the spectacular diving catch?
But I think
it's a bit much.
What people are forgetting, well, there's two things people are forgetting. People are forgetting that the same exact thing happened to the Red Sox, except 30%. It's conclusive the ball hit the wall, and these dumb announcers still won't say that. I didn't hear them say once, well, the Red Sox got screwed out of two runs yesterday, so turnabout is fair play, even though this was different. My point. Mookie, when he is not over the wall when this one happened. It's not like he was bad.
I mean, he's right there though. It's not like they didn't Jeffrey Mayer it and he didn't go into the crowd. It is like, really, and the fact that that fat security guard blocks the one angle that would have been conclusive.
I was, because I didn't see it live, so I went before the rundown and tried to watch it, and it's like every angle. There's one angle where you're like, yup. It's definitely not fan interference, and there's one angle where it's like, yup,
but that's also why I think
so.
You can, like, it's a coin flip.
Yeah.
Like I said, if I was an Astros fan, I would never stop complaining about that ever if I was an Astros fan, but I do think they made the
right call. But again, I'd have to ask you, Kevin Clancy, what is the difference between what happened to the Red Sox the day before? It was both early in the game, two runs.
No, you're right.
Very clearly, the Red Sox overcame.
I changed my opinion on that one, too, because that first, like, naked eye, I did not think that.
Now there's very clear that ball clearly hit
more?
The wall. Yeah, like side, it's
you can see that.
Oh, because it had to be slowed down a million times.
No, we
so
have,
be like, okay,
we have side
sense.
Angles now of that where it's like indisputable.
I do think that was a little different, though, because there is this, like, how far into the stands versus how far over the wall. Like, there
but
is
I'm
a little
just
bit
saying
of a judgment
two
ball.
Runs taken off the board.
Yeah, either way. Yeah. So it's basically a wash.
Yeah, early in the game. I mean, when that happens in the first inning, yeah, it's bad. But you have the whole game. These Astros fans, woo, woo. I mean, they're.
If it was 2-1 or 2-0, fine. It was an 8-6 game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't give up home runs in the rest of the game.
Make plays. Do something. Boo,
speaking of making plays, I hate being aligned with you. But, I mean, the Red Sox, they just make every play when they need to.
That guy,
defensively,
I
on
swear
the base
God,
pass with the bat.
What are you doing?
Oh, running on bats like that was insane.
But just not even running on. I don't care who's out there.
No, yeah, running,
you're
period.
You're down three, and you're the leadoff batter, and you hit one, like,
so
unbelievable.
That changes the game. That changes the game probably more
than
more.
The home
game. Unbelievable.
And then, first and second.
I mean, unbelievable play, though, by Betts.
The way he picked up, spun, and just...
But listen, that's why this is a 108-win team. I mean, it's no fluke that this team makes the plays.
I think people, when they thump the Yankees 16-1, and then this game is like, that's where you realize how good the Red Sox are.
I think people sort of, including me to a degree, the Astros are the defending world champs. You hear Bregman, he's like, we haven't been healthy. The Indians are a good team. They just demolished the Indians.
The Astros won, what, 103 games?
Yeah.
They were pretty
good. Yeah, very
like,
good.
That argument Bregman made, like, if they were healthy, they would have been, like, the best team ever. It's a pretty compelling argument. So you do, people fell in love with the Astros. Bought into it, and then it's...
What percent chance the guy in the LSU was related to Bregman doing the, like...
He was Kimbrel. Something else.
Yeah. I mean, who else is wearing
LSU? Like Coach O?
That's where he went to school, Bregman. So
the fact that
they're all doing a Kimbrel at the end.
The fact that Bregman was the one to get robbed too.
I mean,
that catch. I don't even know. Listen, he made the catch, so it's game over, and it's an unbelievable play. I almost think it's like a bad play to dive there. Like, if that goes under you, the game is over.
Yeah.
Like, if you play that on a hop, you're at least you don't want to Schwarber yourself. But if you make the play,
there's an old expression: do or die play.
Yeah.
If you do it, you're a hero, and that's what happened. Joe,
could you imagine though if that ball was just roll into the wall and you're just like, yep, the game's over?
Yeah. But to be totally honest, the game's tied if he doesn't catch it, no matter what.
No, but if Kevin's
I think if the ball rolls, they score from first.
Correct.
And the game's over.
But even if even if
it was shallow, I don't think anyone scored from second. No,
but even that, outs? I think I would.
Oh, I think.
You know,
think
all right, then we're going extras. Look, yeah. I think I would be happy being like, all right, well, let's go extras.
You're not guaranteed.
You're
not guaranteed extras. Right. Because you still get it. I love the play. Yeah. I say win it or lose it in that moment.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. And when you're like cocky and playing with swagger and confident that like.
And by the way, I don't. I love the Red Sox. I love Benintendi. I don't. I wouldn't say that was like that's instinct. Like you that's
no,
not
yeah,
like.
You don't think about it.
Yeah, right. You're not. I'm gonna be cocky and go. Oh, right, it's just you make the play in the moment. Shout out Joe Castiglione, fell down in the booth.
Saw that.
Got so excited.
It fell out of
Red Sox announcer just fell over.
Drive left field. Benintendi coming on, dives, and did he make the catch? He did. He got it. And the Red Sox win.
The Red Sox
win. As I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
Oh, wow, what a catch.
You can hear him, like, fall.
Yeah, that was funny. Tommy, what would happen if you were on a call and you fell out of the chair? What would Bob Arum say about that?
Say it was pretty unprofessional.
Unprofessional is goddamn right.
And I'm not going to put the proverbial cart ahead of the horse, but, my God, the thought that we're going for a fourth World Series since the new century, I don't want to bring up the Yankees. I don't want to make about the Yankees. But even Tommy. You can ask Frankie. Well, doing a pizzeria today, a Yankee fan came up and he's like, "Are you guys gonna have four?" Yeah. And we got what? Well, it's like
the rivalry is
kaput. What do you think about the NL teams?
That's next: Dodgers, Brewers. I thought the Brewers were gonna win the series. Now I think the Dodgers. Kershaw had his first really good performance. There's something very special about the thought of a Red Sox Dodgers World Series. I mean, that's iconic uniforms, iconic franchises.
You just love the uniforms.
Well, no, there's something iconic. I mean, two of the three oldest ballparks in the country.
Dodgers. I would much rather see the Brewers.
Oh, I'd rather play the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I don't like the LA, but
that's what I mean. Like the
no offense, the Brewers. The Brewers are like nothing. The Dodgers and the Dodgers are very hateable.
Yeah, fine, but you know what I'm saying? Like the Dodgers, they're like the Yankees of the West.
Dude,
they're like
that's why I want to play.
Yeah,
speaking of hateable, how about Manny Machado? Like, just stay on a 100 loss team, man. Like, you're getting exposed as kind of an asshole.
Big time.
Kind of.
Yeah, I actually didn't think the first base thing was as egregious as some people thought, because I thought the first baseman had his foot like no one plays first base like that.
Yeah.
He had his foot all the way on the back.
The way he ran though was like.
Right, but still, it's just funny watching a guy like that. Like you're on a proverbial loser, and now
you use proverbial because I used proverbial earlier in the rundown.
No, that's like a. That's.
I think you meant to say perennial though, right? They're not a proverbial loser. They're perennial.
I meant to say perennial.
Yeah.
I think I injected my brain into you.
Sorry for stealing your words.
Proverbial. do you have a bet that the NL, did someone say this, won't win more than?
Yeah, Jared and I have a bet. He says the NL is not going to win more than one game.
Oh, so you're on the NL.
I'm on the NL to win at least two games
so
in the World Series.
Let's go right now. Finals. It's a little premature. We know where this is at. By the way, I love not pitching Sale tonight, even if he was healthy. No point. Verlander is great. I still think Price is no pressure. He could pitch great. But I love.
Craig Kimbrell is going to lose you a big game.
Is he, though, Kevin? Because he just gets the job done.
I mean, I guess that you can make
the
argument.
No, it is. He gets the job done.
The talent level in the NL will be lesser, so maybe it'll be.
He
will blow a game at some point.
Yeah, Johnny Bear down.
He is so bad.
Well,
he's so bad.
He's just getting the job done every time he goes out there. It's ugly.
That's even more the reason why that fucking guy is such an idiot for going to second.
Yeah, right. You got Kimbrell. He's going to walk the fucking park.
Right.
I don't know why
he's going to walk him until he can't walk anymore, and then it's like he becomes lights out.
Lights out.
He just needs his back up against the wall.
Listen, seriously, put a little pressure on him.
Listen, he hasn't hurt us yet.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, he hasn't.
Honestly, the fact that this is why I think the Red Sox are ultimately going to win, the fact that they are like the best team with the worst closer and one of the worst starters in Price, and they just work around
both those guys,
it's like. That should be a death knell.
He's
for
got
you. If one of your big starters is terrible
in the postseason already.
What a stupid stat.
What is his ERA?
He's got like four. Great.
He's got four saves. He's got like a 15.
His whip has to be through the fucking roof.
I mean, he's giving up a run every single
inning.
There's
like six batters. There's six runners an inning.
But
crazy.
Yet
what
he
is
saves
ERA,
everything
Tommy?
He goes in.
I
mean,
that's hilarious.
No blown saves. Just saves every given ball. He closes
just nails.
Up.
Four
nails.
Games, 8.44 ERA, 2.06
whip. 2.06
whip?
Tommy, how many saves?
Four.
Four. He's fucking nails.
Four for four.
He is automatic.
Automatic.
Greg Kimbrell, you bring him in, he's going to save the ball.
Since when did fans
if you
change?
Just look at the
I thought
box
fans
score.
Only changed to care about wins and losses.
If you look at the box score.
There's stat. There's what is it?
It lies, just says wins, loss, save.
Damn.
You got that
Kimbrell
S.
Did, Kimbrell did it again.
Yeah.
Game goes, over. What, the game goes, over gift.
Yeah.
Right?
Jackson there. There goes that mama. There goes that man again. Just another save for Craig Kimbrell. Predictions right now, World Series.
Yes. I'll go Sox over Dodgers in six. I hate that.
Bet. Yeah, I think the Dodgers, I mean, they have pitching.
I really want the Brewers, but.
I think we wear out. I mean, obviously, I don't love Coast. The Red
Dodgers
Sox,
have a, a
Red
good
Sox
lineup,
hitters
too.
Are like just, they,
yeah, Dodgers
they
have a good win. Lineup, though. I don't know. It'd be a good series.
Be exciting. I mean, I love that. That matchup, the uniform. Like, I hated when we played the Rockies in the World Series. Like, Rockies, them. I like the Cardinals. We beat them eight in a row.
I would like to see Kershaw, like, stick it down your fucking face a little bit.
Yeah, he had a good, I bet against
I
him.
I mean, he's at the point where I used to be, you know, aligned with you on the argument. He has just as many, like, gems as he does stinkers at this point.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, but the go,
I mean,
see what you got to do.
No, he doesn't.
It was listen,
like
Kevin,
9-8. With
Kevin,
like,
I
know,
but you don't
or
understand,
something right.
When guys like Dave and I are wrong, we just move the goalposts.
Yep,
so he's got to win big in the World Series.
Well, he's 9-8 with a 4
something.
He has something
like
right.
8 starts where he gave up 1 run and nobody else has 5. Or
but,
like that.
But
it's like he.
3 hits.
Yeah.
He was very good, but the problem with him is he's so dominant in the regular season. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Although this might work
that,
in his favor because
he wasn't as good.
Year.
Yeah, you're right. This picture went viral. Guy's stealing, what, 5 cases of beer? It's just a picture. He looks like kind of Terry Tate, middle linebacker, office linebacker.
Little Warren Sapp, yeah.
Just sprinting out. I don't know. I think he's still on the lam.
Let him go.
Yeah, I mean,
if you can't catch,
if you earn that.
If you can't catch the beer guy within 100 yards of the store, he's free.
And when he's carrying,
I know,
like,
how does
eight
that
cases?
Not fall? Good for him. That picture was super viral. And then the last story we got on here, kind of an interesting thing, the Canelo Alvarez, the biggest sports contract, what was it, like $375
million?
Oh, no, you also forgot the Tiger.
Oh, fuck. Thank you, Dan.
No problem.
Thank you very much, Mr.
That's
Katz.
A man of
the
integrity.
The four-play guys thought they were going to get away
by
with
me, man of integrity.
I don't know what Tiger Woods is doing. I don't know why he's talking about the Ryder Cup. But this song and dance he did about, well, I didn't expect to be this tired, and I just was worn down in my body. Yo, you won a tournament the week before. What
yeah,
happened?
But he wasn't. He
Tommy's
wasn't,
just holding the mic out. Which four-play guy was
it? Give me the mic,
no
Tommy.
No one's stepping up to
what
the plate.
Tommy, give me
Nobody's
the mic.
Nobody's stepping up to the plate.
Give me the mic, Tommy.
Just shut up, you coward, Tiger.
This is a bad look for us Tiger guys. No one's
what,
up.
No one even. Why are you talking about and you're worn down? You didn't hydrate or something? You didn't have enough food? You lost weight? You just won. Just
he wasn't ready to play because he didn't think he would be playing golf that
Tiger's
deep.
Such a – he's so back. You're talking about him in late October?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
I said Tiger's so back. You're talking about
he,
him late
well,
October.
I wasn't talking about him.
He
I
made
see.
The list. You got your Patriots are phenomenal.
Yeah, because
Red Sox are going to win the World Series. You're talking about Tiger
excuses.
Woods. You're over here talking
why
about
is he
Tiger.
Talking
look
about
how back
it.
He is right now. It's
anytime
amazing.
Tiger Woods
he's,
rants
you know
and raves about
he's
how he
doing
lost
an
weight.
Event for the children for his foundation. They asked, why were you so bad
yeah,
at the
I'd like to.
Said,
I'd like to audit that foundation. I bet no one Tiger.
Dave's
for the
gonna
kids.
Audit LeBron and Tiger.
I'd like to audit that foundation.
For the kids.
He's doing it for the kids. He's a great guy. He's doing well right now.
He's doing it for
going
the kids.
Great.
Yeah.
You're talking about him in
Dave,
late
you
October.
You wouldn't know anything about making yeah. excuses.
Yeah, saying, that excuse. That
you wouldn't.
That
you've
I've
never
been
made
winning
an excuse.
Too much is the
yeah, he basically
excuse.
Said that
he lost weight. He wasn't,
ready.
He won the week before.
He got into so many tournaments because he was playing so well. He didn't expect to be in that all this fuel.
How did he win the week before?
What?
Ran out of gas.
He won the
race.
That,
that
was the very end of the
that
tank.
Was, that was the last he had in the tank.
Exactly.
That
was,
that
was the end of
he
the
just
tank.
Went off.
He only
they set up the course
Dave, he came
for the
back
fucking European team.
From spinal fusion. When you come back from all that, you put all this fuel in the tank.
It's true.
He didn't expect to be as good as he was.
Tell
he wins
the
golf tournament. By the time he got to the end and he won that tournament, all that took out of him, that was all the gas
that
he had for the whole year.
Taking the role of just you're just going to dress like a golfer at all times, like that at any time. At any time they could be like, hey, we got an opening and I'll force them. I mean, come on.
When have I not?
But this is like
this isn't like a new development.
But this is you're now looking like you're in the gallery at all times.
It's fall season right now.
I think you look great.
Sling that merch, babe. Whatever.
This will be on sale next week.
It's bonus season.
The course was set up for the Europeans, Dave. You'd know that if you fucking.
No, that didn't matter because he was just
tired. It was over so fast. I didn't have time to. What?
He was just. The course wasn't. Don't worry about the course.
Yeah. I'm worried about Tiger and his litany of excuses.
You shouldn't be worried about him.
He used to win like every major and play in every event.
And when he did that, he was bad in the Ryder Cup.
This is a he said.
Last tournament he played and he won.
We're yelling. But to say that, like, you lost weight, you ran out of gas when you won the week before.
Crazy.
You're literally playing less than, like, 4 days
later. Yeah, it's actually impressive that he won the week before, considering the fact he lost weight and he ran out of gas.
That's a good point.
Damn.
It's amazing.
That's a heroic effort.
I don't know how anyone roots for this coward. I just don't like excuse to do that. Makers.
Yeah, you do not like
excuse makers.
You don't.
See the next topic, too, Dave?
Let me know. You
excuses when
do not.
Not an excuse.
How's it like to get him on a scale, Tiger Woods? 5 years ago.
Yeah, I
still
had
hurts?
A bad neck. That's not an excuse. It's a fact. There's a very big difference. I bet he didn't lose weight.
Who?
Tiger.
He says he lost weight.
I broke my neck.
You need to audit his charities. You need to audit like his body.
Yeah.
Like break it down. Doctor's note.
I did. Canelo Alvarez.
That's a bad. Put that picture in there, by the way. Best picture ever.
I literally
couldn't believe that. I'm going to put that on sale next. That's the next classic.
Fat Tummy Dave with the broken neck coming back to the office. That was a great picture, you got to admit.
Canelo, the great picture is Tommy with Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
Now that is a great picture. You haven't seen this, Kevin? Oh, my God.
When did you. Oh, as a kid or something?
Oh, yeah. It's a young Harry Potter.
Tommy looks good.
What does that mean?
You're going to laugh out loud when you see this.
Why?
They showed me. I walked into the college football.
Oh,
I watched the college football show today,
God.
And they were all just looking at
Thomas.
It.
What in the
I think you
world?
Look good.
What in the world is this?
Whatever.
It's a great pick.
Yeah,
that, it does. It looks like good. Harry Potter.
Kid.
Like,
I actually
kid
thought it
didn't
was just
look different.
That picture I thought was so funny. I didn't even know it was Tommy. I still laughed. I'm like, oh, that's a funny picture. I had nothing. I didn't know it was you.
Like
Canelo Alvarez,
trash
anyway.
Trash version of Harry Potter.
I don't understand this contract.
So they're just streaming it now. The fights, from what I've gathered, like you cannot watch it. The fight, like you can't just buy it on TV ever again.
Bob's got the details.
It'll just
is
be
it only Canelo?
Like, we're like doing, we're like arguing to go the reverse of what Canelo's doing.
I learned something about this deal since yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm no longer a fan of it.
Okay.
He signed with DAZN, the streaming service, and it is led by John Skipper.
Oh.
DAZN is run by Skipper?
Yeah.
John Skipper, what does this guy do? Like, you can spend $365 million and do shit, too.
But here's what I don't understand. How are they paying him this much money? Is he going to fight every month?
It's a $10 streaming service. Can you cancel
11,
it, though?
It's 11 fights over the course of 5 years.
But can you cancel? Like, can you be like, okay, I'll buy the service.
Like that's 65. Doesn't make sense, the math.
You can cancel.
I think they're banking on people coming back because Canelo's not the only fighter they got. They got Anthony Joshua, too.
So is he just like the he's like the figurehead of this basically a streaming service for everybody?
$10 a month, I think.
I mean,
so,
if you have,
but then they're gonna have to pay the other fighters who they fight.
Yeah, the math does not seem to work.
It's very weird. It's always weird when a boxer signs like a long-term contract like this because generally boxing is prize fighting,
right.
Like Mayweather style of. You
so wait, let's make
show
it simple.
Up, you collect
it's
a paycheck
10,
and then
10 fights.
It's 11 fights.
Well, just make it simple. 10 fights. So $36.5 million.
Yeah.
Well, they
the
had
breakdown
to.
Breakdown is crazy.
Does he still
sense?
Get a cut of like? Because I mean, obviously, which there has to be more in the back end, I think, because over 11 fights, Canelo Alvarez is going to generate more than $360 million. So he won't do that unless there has to be. He must be getting some sort of cut.
Yeah, it's very weird when you look into like streaming service because generally the whole sport has been gravitated towards the pay-per-view business.
Right.
So now
it
it's like almost the wild, wild west of like, yeah, what's going on here?
Yeah, very interesting. I saw Stephen Espinoza, the HBO sports, the Showtime sports guy. He tweeted out, like everyone's saying this will be the end of like pay-per-view and boxing on TV, but we've been streaming and it won't. But it's interesting. Clearly, for him to tweet that out.
For Showtime, they have the exact same thing where
ESPN does too.
Yeah, you can get it for $10 a month.
Right.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
I knew he was a big
he's the biggest.
Fighting, but I didn't know he was like $365 million big.
Yeah, he's the biggest
damn,
right now.
A lot of money.
He is the biggest right now. All right, let's run down anything post-show. We're going to be doing the electric chair live tonight.
It's crazy that the Sox might win this in five.
That is crazy.
Like,
I mean, they're
a great
2-1 dog tonight, so that would be a pretty big upset. But,